Good morning. I'm Devin Deegan.
I'm Taylor Becker.
And I'm Chloe Garman. Thanks for joining us for The Bear Facts, the weekly show where we keep you up to date on all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Sunday was graduation day for the BGHS class of 2014. In addition to their diplomas, this year's seniors took away more than $300,000 in scholarships. 26 seniors received the first ever Frank and Anna Bestenliner scholarship, while 14 received the H&K scholarship in memory of Howard and Catherine Hoenk. Recipients of 32 other local scholarships were also named at graduation.
Several other awards were also presented at this commencement. Along with the prestigious is the Iowa Bar Association American Citizenship Award. This year's recipient was Aaron Quinlan. Jake Hamilton won the Rotary Service Above Self Award, and Nicole Baer was honored for outstanding community service by the Kiwanis Clubs. Congratulations to all the seniors on the many awards they earned.
There's been one success after another this spring for the Bishop Garrigan Music Department. At the State Large Group Music Contest last week in Belmont, both the band and choir earned straight ones. That's especially impressive since only one-third of the schools in Class 1A earned Division Ones. The choir did especially well, with one of the judges giving them a perfect score in every category. This follows up on another outstanding showing at State Solo and Ensemble Contest, where every Golden Bear performer earned a Division I rating. Congratulations to directors Ken and Linda Furjack and everyone in band and choir.
Next week, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team will be returning to the National Academic Championships. This is the seventh consecutive year the Bears have been to Nationals and their 15th trip overall. For 2014, the Bears are headed south to New Orleans, Louisiana. They'll leave next Thursday morning with the competition on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Seven Golden Bears qualified to make the trip to National Quiz Bowl. Senior Levi Bernhardt is making his fourth trip to Nationals, while his third trip for fellow senior Jake Hamilton. Juniors Hannah Bernhardt, Zach Kolash, and Tony Kolash are also three-time national qualifiers. Junior Taylor Illig and sophomore Devin Deegan are also National Quiz Bowl veterans. They are both making their second trip to the National Academic Championships.
This past week, the Quiz Bowl team announced their letter winners for 2014. Students receiving Quiz Bowl letters include Levi Capacious, Joseph Espinoza, Devin Deegan, Carolyn Baxter, Zach Kolash, Tony Kolash, Taylor Illig, and Hannah Bernhardt. In addition, Jake Hamilton received the Coach's Appreciation Award, and Levi Bernhardt was named team captain. Congratulations to the Quiz Bowl honorees, and good luck to the team at Nationals.
While Zach and Tony Kolash qualified to go to National Quiz Bowl, they'll be staying in Iowa this coming week. That's because they also qualified to run in the state track meet. The Garrigan boys won the district championship, and both the boys and the girls had a great night at the state qualifying meet held in Lorenz last Thursday.
At the time we recorded our show, the boys had eight events that were automatic state qualifiers. Individual qualifiers were Brayton Loss in long jump, Tyler Schnurr in the 400-meter hurdles, and Tony Kolash in both the 800 and mile meter runs. The 4x1, 4x2, 4x8, and shuttle hurdle relays were also automatic state qualifiers, and several other events were in second place and waiting for times to be released from around the state.
The boys who have definitely qualified for state include Will Kellner, Zach Kolash, Patrick Marlowe, Tony Kolash, Logan Rosenmeyer, Tyler Schnurr, Brayton Loss, Chris Loss, Ben Vasky, Carter Hall, and Gibson Bear. State track will be next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines.
The Golden Bear girls had four relays that were automatic qualifiers, the 4x8, 4x2, 4x4, and sprint medley relays. Girls running those events include Olivia Vasky, Morgan Frieders, Emily Wiesenberg, Cassidy Wittstam, Taylor Frieders, Johanna Vasky, Aisha Miller, Nicole Bear, Vanessa Dodds, and Gracie Bear. They also had three events on the bubble that could qualify based on times. Congratulations to all the track runners, and good luck next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at State.
It's tournament time for the Golden Bear golf teams. In the last year, as part of the North Central Conference, the girls' golf team won conference championship last Monday. Defending state champion Alexa Capacious was medalist at the conference meet. Her teammates on the championship team were juniors Brittany Arndorfer, Emily Marlowe, and Emily Birdie, and freshman Chloe Garman. Congratulations, conference champs.
The newly elected student council is already at work. They've been making plans for next year's homecoming celebration. Homecoming will be September 14th through the 20th, which is the fifth week of school in the fall. While things could still change, the tentative theme for Homecoming 2014 is the sky's the limit.
Since graduation is over, we're done with our senior spotlights for the year. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's another trap shooting meet this morning. Monday, the girls' golf team has regionals in Hartley.
There's a meeting for next year's football team on Monday night. Tuesday, the school board meets, and that night, senior Corey Wider will be honored by the Chamber of Commerce.
We will begin final exams on Wednesday. There's a special schedule, and we have open campus whenever we don't have tests. The Quiz Bowl team leaves for nationals Thursday morning, and also that day, the state track meet starts in Des Moines.
There's boys' district golf on Thursday. Friday, state track continues, and the Quiz Bowl team arrives in New Orleans for their national competition. We'll dismiss early on Friday for the holiday weekend.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.